From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Over the weekend in Mexico City, followers of the Santa Muerte, or Saint Death, marched to protest the government's destruction of shrines to the saint. Along the border, the Mexican army has been bulldozing altars to Santa Muerte. Their justification? The sect, they say, caters to narcotics traffickers. The saint is usually depicted as a robe-draped skeleton that looks like the Grim Reaper. Devotees deny that they're drug traffickers and say Santa Muerte is a positive force who offers them protection. NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
Just outside Reynosa, across the Rio Grande from McAllen, Texas, there's a dangerous curve in the highway. Behind a battered guardrail, two shrines butt up against each other. The one on the left is an airy glass structure holding a statue of the Virgin Mary. Fresh flowers have been laid at her feet. The shrine on the right is a dark shack-like building filled with skeletal figurines of Santa Muerte. In the very back of the room, a life-size skeleton clutching a scythe leans menacingly forward from a black altar. At her feet, candles flicker amidst offerings of whiskey, cigarettes, and candy bars.
Aquí estamos en la Curva del Murillo.
David Cancino has come to get some candles because he says he believes strongly in Santa Muerte.
Aquí, si vienes a pedir porque tienes un enfermo, porque tienes alguien que se va a operar.
Here you come to ask for the health of someone who's sick or about to have surgery, he says. For small problems or big problems, there's nothing too difficult for her. She'll give you everything. You just have to have faith, he says. The Mexican government is in the midst of a war against the nation's brutal drug cartels, and military officials say that these are narco shrines. Last month, the Mexican army destroyed 30 Santa Muerte altars in Nuevo Laredo and several others in Tijuana. A spokesman for the Roman Catholic Church in Mexico calls the group diabolical and says it's no secret that Santa Muerte is associated with organized crime. Tattoos of the skeletal saint are also popular in Mexican prisons. The headquarters of the Santa Muerte religion is in a small storefront in a notoriously rough section of Mexico City. David Romo, the self-described archbishop of the sect, is leading a congregation of about 90 people in mass. Most are sitting on flimsy white plastic chairs in the poorly lit room. In front of an altar that includes images of the Virgin of Guadalupe and the Santa Muerte, Romo denounces the recent destruction of altars by the government. The big narcotics traffickers, the most wanted, aren't followers of Santa Muerte, Romo says. Most of them are Roman Catholic. In an interview, he says the image of the grinning skeleton clutching a long blade shouldn't be frightening. Instead, to Romo and other devotees, Santa Muerte is a reminder of our mortality and the omnipresence of God.
Esto es Dios, no te ve ni el color de la piel, ni el nivel económico. Dios te ve tal cual eres.
This is God. He doesn't see the color of your skin, nor your economic status. God sees you just as you are, Romo says. You may try to hide your failings from God, but to him, nothing is invisible, and all your actions count. Elsa Malvida Miranda studies death and the social significance of the dead at the National Institute of Anthropology and History in Mexico City.
At this time, the dead is very close of all of us.
In the midst of the intense drug violence that's been sweeping Mexico and the current economic hard times, Malvida says it's understandable that shrines to Santa Muerte are popping up all across the country. She says some of the followers might be narcotics traffickers, but most are just poor people who are struggling to survive.
This is a protection. People need the protection, need to believe in something.
No hay Dios que haga maravillas como las que haces tú.
Back at the Santa Muerte Church in Mexico City, most of the people in the congregation say they follow her not out of devotion, but out of pragmatism. They recount how Santa Muerte answered a prayer for a new boyfriend, a better job, a negative AIDS test. To them, the saint of death is a tool to help them solve the problems of daily life. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mexico City.
Se moverá, se moverá.